Hi, this is the Reverend Graham Taylor of Minutes for Christ, and it's great to be with you again. It's my tradition every year in July to make my Sunday services a bit different, and this year's no exception. I decided I would use the theme of popular musicals. Now, my first choice was to use Joseph, but my organist didn't have the music for it. He suggested instead The Sound of Music. At first I couldn't see what message I would get out of it, but it was only when I did some research into the true story of Maria and the von Trapp family that I find there were some very important points that were worthy of preaching upon. Not least the sense of call, the sense of call of Maria, the sense of call many feel to ministry within the world. Maybe even your sense of call. So let's get into it by hearing about Christ's sense of call. I'm going to read to you now from the Gospel of Mark, chapter 1, verse 29 through to verse 39, and this is in the Good News version. Jesus and his disciples, including James and John, left the synagogue and went straight to the home of Simon and Andrew. Simon's mother-in-law was sick in bed with a fever, and as soon as Jesus arrived, he was told about her. He went to her, took her by the hand, and helped her up. The fever left her, and she began to wait on them. After the sun had set and evening had come, people brought to Jesus all the sick and those who had demons. All the people of the town gathered in front of the house. Jesus healed many who were sick with all kinds of diseases and drove out many demons. He would not let the demons say anything because they knew who he was. Very early the next morning, long before daylight, Jesus got up and left the house. He went out of the town to a lonely place where he prayed. But Simon and his companions went out searching for him, and when they found him, they said, "Everyone is looking for you." But Jesus answered, "We must go on to the other villages around here. I have to preach in them also, because that is why I came." So they travelled all over Galilee, preaching in the synagogues and driving out demons. There's an old howler of the elder who visits the minister's house. He's greeted at the door by the minister's son, who tells him his dad has just had a call to a parish in the Caribbean. "Where's your father?" asks the elder. "Oh, he's in his study praying about it." "And where's your mother?" "Oh, she's upstairs packing." But it's a strange term, that, a sense of call. It can seem like an excuse in some circumstances and a curse in others. Certainly for many, it's not a source of joy, but rather one of burden. Well, Maria, in the well-known musical The Sound of Music, has a sense of call. She had a sense of call to the monastic life. However, the real Maria Cucera had had a very unhappy childhood, with her mother dying when she was only 2 years old and her father becoming estranged. Worse still, her uncle and guardian was abusive towards her, and he suffered from mental illness as well. Ah yes, she was a tennis umpire and she also trained as a teacher, but Maria's strong desire was to live that holy life. So in 1924 she entered a Benedictine convent as a novice nun. It must have been a wrench then for her to be sent back out into the world as a governess to one of the children of the much older Austro-Hungarian naval lieutenant commander George Ritter von Trapp. A year later she married von Trapp and they had children of their own. Now all this sounds like the fairy tale plot of the film. Yet many years later she admitted of her early relationship with George, "I really and truly was not in love. I liked him but didn't love him. However, I loved the children, so in a way I really married the children. I learned to love him. I learned to love him more than I'd ever loved before or after." Here is a calling indeed, for a call from God may not be welcome. It may lead us where we do not want to go. It may mean a chore that is either not to our liking, or we feel is above or below us. Yet if we enter into it, the call's authenticity will be confirmed. Be confirmed by a growing sense of righteousness and rightness, a sense of assurance, and even a sense of love. Christ in the mountaintop must have been in a similar quandary over his sense of call from his Father. Would it not be best to stay local and minister there? Would it not be best to stay with his family who needed him as the senior adult member? Would it not be best to avoid the wider world and all that it threatened? Yet Jesus heard the call and obeyed the call, and the rest is history, the history of humankind. Perhaps too, personal histories are also formed by calls answered or rejected. I well remember in my first year of divinity at university, I was very much exploring my sense of call to ministry. It was a time of thought and prayer and choice, a time of upheaval. It was then I came across a Roman Catholic vocational card which said this: if not now, when? If not here, where? If not you, who? If not for Christ, for what? Go and dare the dream. Maria had a dream and found it. Christ had a dream and found it. Maybe some of us listening here today have a dream, a call, a vocation. Let's all pray. Each may indeed find it. Let us pray. Lord God, you are one who calls us. You call us in the seasons of the year. You call us in the heat and work of the day. You call us in the rest and quietness of the night. You call us through the Bible. You call us through the mountaintop and the valley. If you are calling us today, help us to hear what you are saying to us. Moreover, help us to find the way to answer that call. And then when we do, know that you will sustain us to our goal, our destiny, and your kingdom. We ask all this in the name of Christ Jesus. Amen. Well, our time together once again has come to an end. So until we meet again, may the road rise with you. May you see the vista of God. May you indeed feel the continuing companionship of Christ in your life this day and every day to come. Amen.